everybody. Welcome to another edition of Generic Commander, the show that's dudes playing Commander. Yeah. Why don't we have a million subscribers yet? I don't understand, with a pitch like that. Anyway, so we're getting into it today, and today we are going to be playing Spider-Man Commanders, which I'm very much looking forward to. So let's go around the horn and talk about each other's, what we brought today. So Jarvis, what are you on, man?
Oh, I thought we were talking about each other's what they brought today. So I was going to start talking about Russ's deck, but okay, I'll talk about my own.
That's fine. If you know Russ well enough to speak to it, by all means, steal his thunder. Go for it.
Come on, what's there to know? It's bat. It means it wants to play lands
and yours is mono black, so that means that you're going to remove stuff. You're probably going to find some kind of combo action. You're going to have a Sir Conrad or a Dothu Voidwalker online, if history serves.
Somewhere. Yeah, definitely.
All right, rock on.
But yeah, this is just, it's Gwenum. Gwenum wants to go and attack and act like a Bolsa Citadel. And I want to try to win through combo.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. So, Russ.
This is Peter Parker. Peter Parker converts into the Amazing Spider-Man. The Amazing Spider-Man.
Picking a pack of pickled peppers.
Exactly.
I'm about to fucking do that, Ham. Shut up.
flips into the Amazing Spider-Man and gives web slinging. Web slinging is bad ninjutsu. You can only really get away with it on your second main phase, and you better plan ahead.
Someone's not playing vehicles.
I'm of the opinion that that ninjutsu is kind of like. It's kind of like whiskey, you know, or it's like the good stuff's the really good stuff, but like even the bad stuff can be okay if you mix it with the right stuff. Like, so even bad ninjutsu, it'll be all right.
It's just bad pizza.
It's more like mid ninjutsu.
There's definitely bad pizza.
There's a couple combo pieces. If I actually already pulled one off today, so like if I get to do it again, it would just chef's kiss. Specifically a Circle of Protection black. And a painter servant.
Black in this pot would be problematic.
And a painter servant.
Also just classic.
Let's go. Nice. Wow, yeah.
Thanks really to Jolly. Yeah. Like I learned about this combo and I immediately went out and sought it out on the floor, convention floor of MagicCon Atlanta.
I do like painter servant. There's many good shenanigans.
Maybe a Heliod Mocking Ballista. What?
What?
Noted.
What? I like web slinging because you actually cast the thing, and I like cast triggers, and cheating on those can be very, very good. But we already know that Avatar is going to have the better version of that with airbending, which is just, hey, reset your cast triggers, but for two generic witches. So, like, web slinging, I don't think is bad, but that's only because wait a month.
But web slinging is going to be better because airbending is going to be pretty much stuck mostly in white and blue.
Which is where it should be. I'm playing Wraith, the Vicious Vigilante, and with a name like Vigilante, you'd expect vigilance, but no, this is double strike and can't be blocked, as all vigilant things have. So what we're doing here, you've heard me do this spiel before. I'm trying to do Voltron. I'm trying to load this commander up with very good equipments, knock one player out in the first 10 minutes of the game, get dealt with, and have one person sit and wait for an hour for the rest of the three of us to finish out the game. It's my mission every time. I want to do it again. I like a commander with two very simple lines of text, and I'm going to try to win with the Sword of Spider and Man. That's what we're going for.
I love this. Sick. And I'm doing kind of the opposite, whereas your deck or your commander is very simple with a relatively straightforward approach. Well, mine's actually not super complicated, but it has a lot of stuff going on. So I'm playing Norman Osborn, who is a 1/1 for 2 that can't be blocked. Whenever he deals combat damage to a player, he connives. So I want to be filling my graveyard and doing stuff. Additionally, Norman Osborn can flip over into the Green Goblin or, for my arena players, Fleam, the Fleam Gobin's creation. And I gotta say, the actual, like, the arena, like, templating on a physical card looks weird as hell. But yeah, it's a 3/3 flying Menace, and spells I cast from my graveyard cost 2 less, so I do have some, like, flashback cards in here to take advantage of that. And each non-land card in your graveyard has Mayhem, with the Mayhem cost equal to its mana cost. Mayhem being the updated kind of madness, where it's better most of the time. There's some lines where it's not so, that's not necessarily the case. But for the most part, it basically is kicker, it's flashback for its mana cost if you discarded it this turn. But it's not just the mana cost, it's two less. So as we're conniving with other things, as we're doing discard shenanigans. So of course, I have a Grixis commander that wants to discard cards, or that is capable of discarding cards. So I built it the only way I know how, an animator. So, yeah.
You should have put Kefka in there. Did you just take your Kefka and throw it in there?
I thought about it. Yeah. I was worried about optimizing, I would have. I just didn't want
to. He didn't throw it in there. He placed it gently.
I put every Spider-Man card that I own that's like on point for my playstyle is in here, including a specific card that Ham gave me at MagicCon.
You're welcome for that, by the way, and it's gonna body me. Well, and so okay, at MagicCon,
is it a sort of body and mind you?
Well, at MagicCon Atlanta, I opened two Spider-Man like collector. I think they were the collector packs. I opened two of them back to back, and in the first one, I got the Showcase Reanimate on the bonus sheet. And I'm like, the pack knows. They knows what I like, and it's in here, and I love it. And I'm stoked that I opened that. I opened my second one. I also got one of the border or one of the. One of the bonus sheet cards, and it was Rest in Peace. So it's like, oh no, this one's just flipping me off.
And karma and balance and all things.
Yeah, there's balance, exactly, as all things should be. And it was actually, we celebrated Russ's birthday that weekend, so I decided, you know what, dude? Yeah, happy birthday. This was clearly meant for you. So, yeah. So I'm going to get dumpstered by that Rest in Peace, possibly today, which is going to be fun. Yeah.
I can't wait until Marvel when they put balance on the bonus sheet. That'd be sweet.
They should. I mean, like, it's right there. Yeah, Thanos balance. That's, yeah. But, yeah, so let's get to it. Although I'm having a great day, even if I do get bodied by formerly my Rest in Peace. Actually, it'd be kind of poetic in a way. Good thing I'm in Grixis, so I have so many ways to deal with enchantments. All right. So, gentlemen, are we ready to get started?
Yep.
As soon as you move yourself to the other side of the screen.
Oh, golly.
I sure should. Yeah,
you're in the wrong corner. And no one puts Ham in the corner.
No, put me in that corner. I don't mind. I love being in the corner. Being in the corner is my favorite.
That's true. That's where I saw him in the spotlight losing his religion that one time.
Is that where the chair is?
Beautiful. Yep.
How many other tags can we get on this? All right.
See, the way that I do it is that there's...
Some people make content are, like, on the rails.
I do two chairs. Oh, hold on. I do two chairs in one bed, so me and another man sit and we watch just one person by themselves.
All right. I'm going to play Vector, Imperial Capital. It's basically Rakdos, Guildgate, and Paz. Oh.
Nice tap land.
I want to play Swamp. And I want to play a Scheming Symmetry. And Ham. I'll scheme with you.
Oh, thanks, bud. I love a good schemes.
Ah, nerds.
Nerds indeed. Nerds then
shuffle and put this on top. And that's it.
I'm a drawn.
So many options, so many things.
I went for a land.
That's a fine thing to go for.
Play a Prairie Stream. It comes in tapped and pass the turn.
Untap, upkeep, draw. I like that card. Doesn't do anything for me now. I'll play a Plains and pass.
I still haven't found my card yet. I think it's gotta be that. All right, cool. Y'all are too fast. All right.
Let's turn
so
one.
Off the Scheming Symmetry, I got a card, and I don't have to reveal squat about it. But it's this one, and now it's on top. All right. So I'm going
to
untap upkeep.
Does it go to your hand? I thought Scheming Symmetry went to your hand.
Top card.
No, it goes to top.
Oh, top. Okay.
All right, and then I'm going to play a Command Tower, tap it for blue, and this other one for Norman. Normie Osborn in the mix.
Somewhat of a scientist himself.
He
is something of a scientist.
It going to the top is actually why I like playing it in Conrad, because I get what I get Ulamog to the top of my library, and then I mill everyone for one.
That is pretty slick. I like it. And I'm going to go ahead and pass.
Hiya. Oh, look, the card I tutored for. We all got swamps.
Erborg.
And then I got the Swiftfoot boots with the fur.
Damn.
And
the whole club's looking.
Untap, upkeep, drawing a card.
the whole club is looking Ben-Hur. They hit the stadium. Next thing they say to them is Shorty got trampled by several horses.
And play a forest return.
Mom, I don't want to go here anymore.
They wanted a white to play a Peter Parker. Peter Parker did, in fact, pick a peck of pickled peppers, and when he does that, I make a 2-1 spider with reach.
And I love he's doing stuff. I hope I have a turn to play.
That would be cool.
Well, get good.
I guess I do kind of have a turn to play. Island, Lotus Petal, sack it, Commander.
Oh, man, I want to be the last one to play my Commander.
Get effed, dork. I am done otherwise, though.
All right, I'm going to be the absolute worst. I'm going to go ahead and untap upkeep and or draw.
That's what happens when you're all playing two drop commanders.
Yep.
Oh, yours is three.
Yeah, mine's three. I just cheated.
I'm going to go to the combats.
Oh, no. Okay. Wait, we can't be blocked, twins. We got to focus on the people who have blockers. So you need
hit
to attack
me, baby, one more time.
Okay, so here's what's going to happen. My commander grows, right? So as a result, I'm actually going to attack Jarvis first, and I want you to understand the kindness that this is, because this is the least amount of damage Normie is going to do. So thank you for the scheming symmetry, but I'm going to pop you for one. And then Norman connives, which means I get to draw a card and discard a card. And then I discard a... What's up?
I expect it to get hit.
Okay, cool. And if I discard a non-land card, I then get a counter on him. So I'm going to discard this Toxtrol the Corrosive. Don't worry about it. It's fine. All right. And so Normie now has one +1/+1 counter on himself. My land for turn, I'm thinking, is going to be...
That's really funny.
It's going to be a Canyon Slough. And I got to say, Jarvis, thank you so much for the tutor. I'm going to play Anime Dead.
Hey, sick. Hey, sick. That's awesome.
For turn three,
cool.
Talk to the Corrosive.
Uh-huh.
Hey, yeah,
uh-huh.
That's good.
He's
only 6'7", though. So that's something.
6'7". I know a lot of people don't like it, and they're wrong for that. I'm a big fan of 6'7".
6'7", Toxie. Talk to the Corrosive, for those who are not familiar, the reason for this very awkward moment of just the reanimator, like, this was like a legacy-style reanimation pop-off.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, I'm very happy. Toxtrol the Corrosive is a 7/7 for 7. Anime Day gives it -1/-0. And at the beginning of each end step, you put a slime counter on each creature you don't control. And then creatures you don't control get -1/-1 for each slime counter on them. And whenever a creature I don't control with a slime counter on it dies, I create a 1/1 slug.
I thought giving it to him was a safe play.
I don't know why you thought that.
Yeah, I don't know why you thought that either.
I don't mean to be a dick about it. I really appreciate it, but like,
yeah. I was thinking Russ and Jolly would have been counterspell to stop me from doing my thing.
I'm not convinced I have one.
I did not find a counterspell. All right, so but yeah, so that's gonna be that, and going to the end step. The spider is the spider a 2/1 or a 1/2?
It's a
2/1. 2/1.
You got four, so
I got three
slugs.
I got three slugs, yeah.
That was a pretty good use of two mana.
You know, you could do worse than that, I think. But yeah, that's going to be my turn.
I'm going to go and play this swamp. I'm going to tap it for a dark ritual to add 3 black mana to my mana pool.
Oh, see, this is what I thought you were going to
do.
Wait,
no, actually, no, I'm not. Ignore that.
Oh.
Do you know why I'm not going to do that?
Because you can't equip
the boots. I just realized something. No, I did bad math.
Oh.
Yeah, I did bad math. Instead, no. Do I just untap that and be a fucking coward?
Yeah,
what I would do.
I think I just untap that and be a fucking coward.
Damn, dude. Being so hostile to oneself.
Well, anything else I'm going to do on this turn? Like, if Gwenum had 5 toughness, I would have cast Gwenum. Or if I could cast an attack, I would go and cast Gwenum, but I can't do any of those things.
Oh, yeah, fair.
So, and all the creatures I have in hand would die before it's my turn again. So, yeah, I'm going to pass.
Dude, Toxrol is disgusting.
It's a very good, strong card.
And I have so many different, like, black-based reanimator decks, and I still had this in my, you know, as I was looking through things to throw in here, I saw this, and was like, why don't I have this in more decks? Like, oh, because I feel like a douche every time I play it.
Well, oh, I like it.
Play Meteor Critter for Rakdos,
and Jund, and Golgari. Yeah. You don't play Dimmers.
I don't play Dimmers often, it's true.
I'm going to tap the Meteor Critter. I can't. I'm going to tap Forest for a Sol Ring.
Oh, does Meteor Crater not tap for a mana?
You have to choose a color of a permanent you control.
Oh!
Ouch. All right.
Oh, gotta be careful. Boy, howdy.
Boy, howdy.
That's really funny.
So I'm going to tap the Sol Ring for 2.
Nice.
And the Port Razor for 1, with 1 floating. And I'm going to cast Origin of Spider-Man. I'm going to create a 2/1 green spider that will die. It comes in as Chapter 1.
What all does it do, Russ?
So Chapter 1 creates a 2/1 spider creature token with reach. Chapter 2, put a +1/+1 counter on target creature you control. It becomes a legendary spider creature in addition to its other types. And Chapter 3, target creature you control gains double strike until end of turn.
Sir. Miso soup.
It is you, sir.
Yeehaw.
When that thing dies, I get another slug that has tentacles, a blowhole, and more than 1,000 teeth.
Bye, spider.
Nice reference.
I thought it was a good one.
Wait, why do you get another slug?
Because that spider dies.
Because the spider dies.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's each end step. Understood.
It's each and every end step.
Mm-hmm. All right, so your spider died, right?
Yep.
I'm going to play this costume closet. It enters with 2 +1/+1 counters. I can move a counter from this to something else, a creature of mine. And whenever a modified creature I control leaves the battlefield, I put a +1 counter on this artifact. And then we're going to just do this now, and we'll see if Ham has even more reanimation. I'm going to unwanted remake that Toxrill.
Okay. So that's destroy, and then I manifest dread?
Yeah.
Or does it exile?
No, it just destroys, unfortunately.
Okay, and so with manifest dread, I get to look at the top 2. And one of them goes onto the battlefield, and the other goes into my graveyard. I'm going to have the Sinister Hideout go into the graveyard, and this is on the battlefield as a 2/2. Is it horror? Whatever. It's a 2/2.
It's a 2/2 nothing.
It's a 2/2 thing.
So Ham essentially went and time walked the entire table because none of us would play anything, and Jolly just time walked Ham.
I think Ham is not quite time warped.
I'm not worried about it.
He also has 6 power of additional creatures, so it's. I think that he made out fine.
It was not a loss. I'm good.
A 2-mana investment from Ham and a 1-mana investment from me to kill 4 creatures total and give Ham 6 power. Pretty good. I am done. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was not bad at all, and we set the pace here, which I'm on board with. All right. I'm going to play a Stormcarved Coast, which, because of that Urberg, is like a second command tower for me, and I think that's really neat.
I forgot about the Urberg. I could have cast Tap Meteor Crater for black. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got Urberg, baby. Oh, yeah.
I made all of your decks play better by giving you access to black mana.
That is accurate, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's accurate. And I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. So I think I'm just gonna go to combat first. I'm over here thinking like, oh, I can sequence all these things and do all this stuff, and then I realize like, dude, just friggin' get your cards first before you decide what you're gonna do.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Playing that land might have been proven. Yeah, but if I end up wanting to play a three drop, like, and I draw a tap land, I'm gonna feel like a real goof. Anyway, it's fine.
You should.
So here we go. So going to the combats, I'm gonna go ahead and attack Russ with Normie. I'm gonna send my 2/2 face down at Jarvis and Jolly. You're getting the full brunt
Whoa,
of my slugs.
Oh, you quad slugging my ass. Okay,
I'm quad slugging your ass. Because when you step up to the plate, you're a hell of a slugger. All right. I know that tune very nicely because it makes me happy.
I know that's good.
I am a genuine fan. Anyway, if you're not sure what the hell I'm talking about, go look at Jolly St. Click's pinned videos on TikTok, and you'll be happy you did. All right.
Did you pull those slugs out of your pocket?
I did. indeed. So two commander to Russ, and then four to Jolly. And then upon combat damage, Normie gets to connive, which means I get to draw then discard. Which card? I'm actually kind of torn on this one.
Well, Nettie, stitch yourself back together.
Are you lying in afraid, crying naked on the floor?
Always.
I know I am.
Yeah, well, amen. Wait, what?
Ayo.
So confused. Ayo. You know what? I'm just going to... Ayo.
Crying on the floor is how I spend my Saturday nights.
Exactly.
I already said Ayo.
Actually, wait, hold up. No. Instead of discarding this island, I think... No, never mind. I think I will discard that island. All right. Let me just second guess myself and rethink this over and over again. All right, I'm going to go ahead and tap three, post-combat main, for a Requiem Monolith. Now, this is a card from Edge of Eternities that I actually think is pretty decent, and I think if people are running creature-based decks and they're running Phyrexian Arena and they're not running this, they should probably think about it. It's a three-drop artifact for two and a black. Tap, until end of turn, target creature gains whenever this creature is dealt damage. You draw that many cards and lose that much life. That creature's controller may have this artifact deal one damage to it as a sorcery. So if you have a creature with at least two toughness, you can have it this, ping it for one, and you draw a card, lose a life. So it's an optional Phyrexian Arena. Additionally, it does an impression of one of my favorite auras of all time, Ragged Veins, which is a card that you can flash in. It's an aura, and whenever that creature is dealt damage, its controller loses that much life. So it's doing basically that, but they get to draw the cards as well. Because you can target your opponent's things with this. It's actually a really versatile little thing. And I'm just going to use the one mode where I'm just going to tap it, deal one damage to this 2/2, and draw a card and lose a life off it. Boop. Nice and easy. And the card I drew happened to be a Motherflippin' Soul Ring. So there we go.
And that was in the main set. That's not even part of, like, the commander stuff.
No, it's not. Like, you can play this in standard, not that... You necessarily shouldn't standard, but like, I think that card's actually much better than people realize.
It's fine. I'd still rather Phyrexian Arena just because I don't play a ton of like heavy creature based decks typically. But
yeah, that's fair. If you don't have creatures, it's not great, but like, yeah, that's fair. But I genuinely think it's far, like, right now this card's selling for like 20 cents, and I don't know why. I think it's actually probably because it's just complicated, and most people, like, zone out halfway through reading it. I think it's
Do you know why? The last five, it's two things. The last five words on the card, and it's three mana. If it was two mana, it'd be fine. If it was three mana, and those last five words were removed, be fine.
Yeah,
but those two things combined, yeah.
Fair enough. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and pass the turn, but I still like it. So I'm going to use it.
I do like it as an idea of making people not want to block. Like, if you swing at somebody that has huge creatures and you're like, I'm going to ping this like 3/3 for one. And if you want to block it, you can. And then I'll draw like nine cards. I'll lose nine life, but I'll probably win. So it's like, I don't really care.
I'm playing the Cabal Coffers as my land for turn.
Whoa.
Seems good.
I want to tap it. I want to make four black mana.
You would, yeah.
Is that even the right thing to do? I don't know. I do need to cast this Cabal Ritual, though, for three black mana.
Uh-oh.
So I now have seven.
Okay.
Using five of that for Gwenum. Down to two left, two floating.
No, you should have one floating, right?
No, this
you
is five.
You added four, you used one of it for the Dark Ritual.
Use that one floating for Gwenum. Yay, perfect.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
I'm going to go to combat.
Yeah?
Damn, four.
What up? That's fair.
And I gain four. View top card. I'm just going to do this so instead of having to worry about that bar on the top. Top card. Malkyr Rebirth. I'm going to pay one life and target Gwenum. So I'll lose a total of three life.
Hell yeah.
Three life. Palantir of Orthanc.
Oh, the Jarvis classic. The Jarvis special. The Palantir.
It's pretty good.
Okay, not going to go back on top. I can't use you. But I do have one mana for a Vampiric Tutor.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to lose this two life for a Vampiric good. Tutor. I'm going to be a problem.
Yeah, I think me and Russ are just going to sit here and hang out for a little bit. I don't think this is a game for us. Not this time.
I want to put... Hey, Russ is playing Heliod Ballista. It's a game for him.
Wait a minute. Am I the only one who's built a bad deck this time? Russ just got screwed over by Ham, and my deck's just actively not good.
Well come on, Ham. Ham's just been a...
I love how Jarvis and I both just defaulted to like our base settings because he was just like, "Here we have Bolas the Citadel. Oh, I know what to do with this." And I'm over here like, "Oh, this is a Grixis commander that discards cards. Fucking nailed it. All right."
Yeah.
Let's go.
Ham's just over there playing a CDH commander. It's okay. And the reason why I say that, if you watch Play to Win, Dylan on Play to Win has been trying to been playing Norman and Green Goblin the past 2 weeks.
Yeah,
and he loves the deck because one mana Wheel of Fortune. And since CDH plays most cards are like three mana or less, all of your generic casting spells are pretty much free if you discard it to a wheel.
Yeah, that's fair.
That rules, actually.
That actually does seem pretty sick. Yeah, now I'm on board too. Now I like this.
Yeah, now when you say it, all right. Yep.
I'm going to pay one mana for a top. No, not 1 minute. One life.
Top. Scooby-dee-bop-bop.
Top.
Yeah.
I want to pay five life for this card, even though I shouldn't. It's Venom, King in Black. It's Skitherix, the Blight Dragon. So a sliding effect. And for a black mana, I could give it haste. For two black mana, I get to regenerate it. Going down to 27. Oh, by the way, if you don't know what top does, you better, because it's one of my favorite cards of all time. For one mana, I look at the top three and I reshuffle, if you will. Or I could tap it and draw a card and put top on top.
The best, though, is that with that top three that you look at, it's not scry three. So if they all suck, you're still stuck with them.
Yeah, you're still stuck with them on top. Speaking of which, I'm going to tap my top and put it on top. And then I'm going to pay one life for top.
Okay.
Sure.
I want to pay one life for a Death Cultist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's a reason for this Death Cultist. I promise.
Yeah, sacrifice it, target player loses one life and you gain a life. Seems like it's part of an infinite.
I'm going to tap the top, put it on top, recast the top.
Tap.
Ow. What is this? Okay, give me a moment. The card that's on top right now, I have to think about how much I value my life total.
While you're considering that, I want to point out, when I was building this deck, I had a copy of Lightning Bolt in, like, the big stack of considerations. And I was like, no, how often is Lightning Bolt reasonable? It hadn't occurred to me that Jarvis was going to be doing both the Citadel action, because the Lightning Bolt would be phenomenally relevant.
I think that a lot of good utility creatures fall below, like, they're in that three and less toughness range. So I think Bolt's, like, I'm pretty sure in CDH, like, a lot of decks run Bolt.
If I do this, I'd go down to 16.
Going on 17. Guess I'll go eat worms or whatever.
No,
they
I want to be responsible. So I'll show what
content.
I'll show what was on top.
Don't show us what's on top.
Well, because I wanted to top it.
You
so
show
I,
us by playing it. That's how
I'm
you show
not going to play it. And
well, then
here's
don't tell
you,
us.
Here's why you understand.
It.
Here's why you understand. It's a reanimate.
Do it.
Yeah.
No, I need to have... Come on. The 7 life that I would pay for Toxrol is 7 cast of top.
So, Jarvis, here's... I'm going to point out something that I've been saying forever. In Casual Commander, Animate Debt is 80 times the card that Reanimate is. It's so much better. It's not even funny.
The Animate Debt doesn't have... Animate Debt doesn't have that art.
That's
the difference
true.
Between like 1 and 2 mana, I know matters in some formats, and the higher power, I get it. But like at the end of the day, like, yeah, it has 1 less toughness and there's an enchantment stable to it that could be answered. But like at the end of the day, it's like 2 mana versus 1 mana, you're still getting an absolute steal. And you don't lose all that life. Because that, if that was an anime dead, you'd be paying 2 life, you got a Toxie. So,
by the way,
saying.
The reason why I say it doesn't have that art, I put the majority of cards in the deck that have access to the bonus sheet. So it has the Spider-Man bonus sheet art.
No, and I can appreciate that. And I've got the Spider-Man, like, I prioritize. I think I have Reanimate in here as well, you know, amongst everything else. I'm not saying it's a bad card. I'm just saying, like,
so that
it's
one
not
life.
The thing in EDH, the way people seem to think, I think.
That is one life right. I have to pay to recast Divining Top. I'm going to have to pay 1 life for it again. Oop. 1 life again. 1 life again. I want to cast 4 life for pay 4 life for a Solemn Simulacrum.
Nice.
With the trigger on the stack. Yeah, with the trigger on the stack, I want to look at the top card of my library. Okay, it's a sorcery. Get back on top. View library. Get a swamp to the battlefield. Tapped. No, I want to pay 1 life for top again. 1 life for top again. Oh my god. 2 life for Adopty Voidwalker.
Hey, there he is. We got there.
Every day.
Now it's a game of magic, baby. Now we're playing generic commander.
1 life again.
Genuinely
it's not generic commander until the Sir Conrad comes out.
4 life for a mortuary.
That's coming next, though. Don't worry.
Oh, do you win now?
Mortuary. Whenever any creature is put into your graveyard from play, put that creature on top of your library.
Right, so now there's the Death Cultist loop?
Death Cultist. You sacrifice Death Cultist. It dies. It goes on top of your library, and you pay 1 life to go and cast it. So... I have the ability to go around and ping the entire table.
GG.
Well, there you go.
So turn 4 infinite. I played a turn 2 Toxrol and I wasn't the problem.
No.
Turn 3 Toxrol and I wasn't the problem. All right.
Hey everyone. I hope y'all enjoyed watching Spider-Man. I hope y'all enjoyed checking out all the cool new Spider-Man parts. Thanks a lot. I know that normally Jarvis is in charge of this outro.
But fuck him.
All right.
By the way, Gwen is a hero, not a villain. So therefore, I'm also the hero of this episode.
Could not disagree more, but all right. Yeah, that's fine. All right. Like and subscribe, I guess.
I swapped out so many cards from another deck to do this one. I got so much work to do for 3 lands.
I was over here trying to figure out some way to get like chain or to discard Iara so I could sacrifice something. Yeah, but no, it's just nope. Love it.
And I would also like it to be known, if I would have cast that reanimate, this would not
be
possible.
You would have died.
You would have for sure died. You would have super died.
Yeah. Okay, so Jarvis, you played smart and you won the game. What do you want from me? Right?
Oh, you just called me smart, and you're the smart one, so that means I'm really smart.
And now I'm incredibly hot because you've taken all my smartness and now I'm stupid and beautiful.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You're still not stupid, but you've always been beautiful.
Well, yeah.
Because stupid can be beautiful.
That's true. That's true. I've seen the movies. So, what do you have to say for yourself, Jarvis?
I'm proud. If you want to learn to be a monster too, stick around. Oh, and scene.
Hey, that's a wrap.
I'm
baby.
Home from a date for this. What the fuck?